Hi, Gene. Okay, another very good question. Could you please explain in explicit detail how you would cure breast cancer, or any cancer really, especially if it is metastasized? I need to go back through the early stages of this to some degree. When we first started, our protocol was based entirely on activating the immune system. And we told patients at that time, we would guarantee them when we were through treating them, they would still have cancer in their body. The important part is that the immune system was activated and it would go after the remaining cancer. And at that time, we got about a 47% cure rate and complete remission, which wasn't bad considering that we were dealing with stage 4 metastatic cancer patients who had been told they had 2 weeks to 2 or 3 months to live. But obviously that's not the ultimate, so we've been looking for better and better solutions. The testing that I mentioned earlier with the RM10, where we test the meridians, has enabled us to find a whole host of supplements that help. And after we'd been using that for a while, we got to, well, the doctor claimed that we were at 85% remission. I think it was more like 75% remission. But around the end of last year, I lost a couple of patients. I don't like losing patients. I'm not an oncologist. I don't look at patients and assume they're dead when they walk in the door. I assume that they're family, that they're people who want to live, and that it's my job to put them in remission and to make sure they stay in remission. You use the word cure. As you're doubtlessly aware, using the word cure is tantamount to heresy, and the FDA will go after you big time if you use the word cure, simply because they know that they cannot ever, under any circumstances, cure cancer. The survival rate for surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy is about 2 to 2.7%. They basically kill all of their patients. My goal is to turn that upside down. I want to see no more than 2% of the patients lost. Ideally, I want to see none of them lost. So how do you do it? Well, we had to develop some new technology. And the technology involves completely, totally starving the cancer cells. There are people trying to do this with something called deoxyglucose and something called 3-bromopyruvate. The problem is those things are not effective enough. The 3-bromopyruvate only worked for about 15 minutes inside the body. Well, you can't starve an enemy to death by depriving them of 15 minutes of eating. And the deoxyglucose reduces the rate at which cancer produces food, but it only reduces it by 30%, which just makes it hungry and more aggressive. You need to be able to completely, totally stop the ability of cancer to feed itself for an extended period of time. So I've developed an entirely new medication, which is made completely of foodstuff, but it completely, totally stops cancer from being able to make any food for itself for 24 hours based on a 1 teaspoon dose of the stuff. So if you take it for 2 or 3 days, the cancer can make zero food for itself. No cells survive that long without ATP, including cancer cells. So the first step in our protocol is to completely, totally starve the cancer. Does it kill every cell in the body? Probably not, but it certainly kills at least 95 to 99% of it. The trick is, when it starves, we dissolve the shell around the cancer that keeps the cancer all in one location. And that releases the DNA from the cancer into the bloodstream. Once it's in the bloodstream, we infuse our sensitizer. Our sensitizer attaches to the DNA. And through a process called coordination chemistry, which only happens in the photodynamic therapy process. We're able to completely disassemble all of the genomes, the epitopes of the DNA. That's then presented to the immune system through eosinophils. Everyone talks about dendritic cells, but that's just because they're easy to get. The eosinophils are also an antigen-presenting cell. So they notify the immune system that this cancer is an enemy, and they tell it how to identify it. So now this army that you've built by supporting your immune system has a target. It has a goal. And boy, does it ever go after it. We get immune responses that cause a temporary rash. It goes away. We put aloe vera on it. The rash is gone the next day. But it causes inflammation throughout the body, and it sets the immune system into a full-on allergic response. And the immune system is completely, totally dedicated to going after the cancer. At that point in time, there is no way for the cancer to come back. The only complication we're having is that with the new protocol, because the immune system is so dedicated to pursuing the cancer, it sometimes misses out on bacteria and viruses that invade into the area where the cancer was. So we're modifying our protocol to deal with that by having follow-up medication to make sure that we don't have secondary complications. Since we started this protocol, we have not lost any patients. We've had 3 out of about 20 who have secondary complications, some pain, some discomfort, some fluid buildup, but we're doing everything that we can to support that. It's a new protocol. It's only been in process for 6 months, so it's going to require a little bit of ironing out. But what we know is that we can treat a patient and we can have a scan 36 hours later that shows that the tumor that was originally very much alive is now completely dead. There's no blood flow inside it. There's an immune infiltration going on around the outside of it. That is as close as I can get to explicit detail. Some of the things, obviously, we can't go into for a couple of reasons. One is that it can be misused. If someone gets a hold of some of these techniques that we use and they think that that's going to do the job, then they're setting patients up for a failure because it has to be done with the entire complete protocol. And the complete protocol involves the use of very expensive equipment. I've invested about $500,000 in the light sources for doing the PDT. I've invested about $10 million in the sensitizer. I've invested about $500,000 in the X-Gly, the stuff that actually starves the cancer. The whole protocol has to be done as a complete block. If you do any one section of it and skip the others, you will fail. But with what we're finding so far, we're not losing anybody. We are having some secondary complications, and we're learning how to deal with those as we go along, but nobody is failing to get a remission from the cancer. And this includes stage 4 cancer patients with cancer in their bones. We've treated, I think at this point in time, we've treated 4 brain cancer patients, all of them in complete remission. Brain cancer, as you're probably aware, that's a bit of a hard one to kill. We're not failing on it at all, ever. We're always getting a complete remission. I hope that answers your question. I'm sure that it raises other questions. I can't answer everything in one thing. This is a complicated question, and I can't give away all of the information on it because it's taken us 13 years to develop this. And the problem is we have a lot of people who are trying to use it and abuse it simply for income without regard to whether it saves people's lives. I hope I've answered your questions, Gene. You've asked some very good questions.